Good morning, everybody. This is the coach again, Bill Sparkman, and welcome to today's business building teleseminar. I'm glad you called. It's a great day to be in the mortgage business, and I hope you can relate to that wherever you're calling from today. I mean, come on, right off the bat, 65% of your colleagues have left the business in the last 14 months, so things got to be getting good. Before I forget, let me just start by saying also thanks to Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's call. You can continue to say thank you to them for these business building seminars by supporting Security National and, of course, your local AE, your favorite. Well, I guess to start off with, the industry is still experiencing those daily changes. I think we can all agree that's almost the norm anymore. I think that's why the key word for success in today's business is still flexibility. You got to be a little flexible to outlast this market. That might be one of those words to tape on your phone. Stay flexible. And for those of you like me, that sort of like things not to change too often, it is a constant challenge for all of us. I'm not going to talk about on this particular call today about the need for all of us to work harder. I mean, how many of you can relate? Working harder and harder these days and actually experiencing less and less in return. By the way, that's a straight path to burnout, by the way. So I don't think it's really about working harder. If that was the message of the day, we could just send out a memo, everybody work harder. Well, I already got that those of you that are still in the business, you got working harder. You know, it's one of those things you've had to accustom yourself with. The weak and the lazy and the lucky really have been weeded out in our business. they weren't committed enough to figure out how to make money in this business working half days, which I still think you can. You can make a ton of money in this business working half days. You just have to figure out which 12 hours it's going to be. Well, no, I guess that would be more like working hard. So we're going to talk a little bit about working smarter, some of the new skills that are required today. I don't think this is the worst market I've ever seen, but I know it definitely is a pros market today. It's going to take a whole lot more than a positive attitude. Again, I got a positive attitude. Now, where can I find a stinking buyer that can qualify for a loan? I know that's the challenge of the day. But new skills are required. New marketing is required to outlast this market. Just the skill of overcoming buyer indecision. I mean, that alone is a new skill. Getting your borrower off the fence. Overcoming, I'll think it over. Those are new skills today. Transferring your urgency to your borrower. I've already got your urgency. It's not yours I'm worried about or mine. It's finding a way to transfer mine to my borrower. If your borrower isn't as motivated as you are, it's going to be a little difficult. You don't get paid for having people think things over. I do believe that success is really simple in any arena. There's only about a half a dozen things. If you can master those, they really determine about 80% of your success in your business and your life. And again, I say if you can master those, I say success is assured. Now, in this short call, we're not going to go over those particular half a dozen things because I think they're a little different for all of us. Some things never change. I'm one that believes in the fundamentals. I believe in the basics. And why? Because they work. The basics and the fundamentals of our business especially last the test of time. So, having said that, here's the objective of this call. I want to give you some tangible tools and strategies that you can use right now as soon as we hang up from this teleconference. Using the FHA loan program or using any loan program, actually. When you think about it, there's only four loans left. I mean, come on. It's getting down to the simplistic approach. FHA, VA, conventional, rural housing. I mean, let's face it, we've only got those. I'll focus in a little bit on the FHA program, and for reasons I think that we can all understand it, being the product of the year. So anyway, I want to talk about how to identify some of these pockets of opportunity and how to strike quickly on them. Talk about also about how to attract and attack the best buyer's market that I've seen in years, which means really locating the right prospects. Does that make sense? I don't need more suspects. I got to find people that can actually qualify for a loan. You know, they have to actually be able to pay it back these days. They have to have good credit. They have to have a little down payment. I mean, Now, those were all novel thoughts. But of course, when FHA rates were 18.5% and unemployment was 25%, you know, people were still making money. Great fortunes have always been made, I say, in the times of the greatest pessimism. So just think about that. I'm going to talk about how to attack that buyer's market. Refis are nice. I think you can all relate. You know, refis are those things that we can do to balance our pipeline, those things that will keep you awake at night. How many of you had a little heartbreak last week? it was quite a ride last week alone. I guess those of you that aren't using rate alert systems found out quickly how fast things can change. What was it, about 200 basis points overnight? And I'm going to tie this into three or four critical areas that I think, at least today, your business, these particular areas, and this doesn't mean it's the only three or four, but I know these three or four have got to be airtight. You've got to be absolutely solid in these particular areas to get your business to another level. So we'll take a look at that. So let's start off quickly with what I consider to be the first critical area of success today, and that's called the right attitude. Now, I already said attitude's not going to get you anywhere. Attitude's nice. It's one thing. It's better than a negative one. I know a lot of people with a great attitude that haven't got 15 cents in the bank. But here I'm saying to really be able to attack this market and thrive and not do your business from a foxhole like most of your competitors, it does take the right attitude today. You've got to be all in mentally, I think, before you even start your day. Your number one competitor, I say today, is still the negative media marketing campaign that attacks your business every day. From the moment you wake up, your customer and your business is being attacked by Fox News, CNN, you name it, USA Today. They've all got the doom and gloom spin on our business. So when I say the right attitude, before I even talk about marketing or planning or anything else, you got to be all in just mentally to overcome that. If you think about it, the media is actually telling your customer not to buy a house in the midst of what I consider to be one of the best buyer's markets that I've seen in 10 or 15 years. But still, it doesn't matter what you and I think. Does that make sense? Just because we think it's a great buyer's market, it doesn't matter, because the media, who has more credibility than we do, and of course a lot more money to advertise than we do, they can spend more on marketing, and they do every day. They're confusing the issue, which for you and me and building our business is another challenge along with everything else. Is that confusion in the marketplace, again, telling consumers, oh, the prices haven't hit the bottom yet. You know, rates are low, but they're going to go lower. If they hit 3, they're going to go to 2. If they hit 4, I mean, again, here you, I come along trying to grow our business in the midst of that. So I think we've got to use, maybe it's back to that new skills, and this is along new tools today. I've created a report called This is the Best Time to Buy, and Here's the 10 Reasons Why. I think we have to use reports like that, use things to help provide evidence to our buyers that maybe things are not that bad. I think all of us have to be what I call the good news carrier. You have to be willing to take your message to the street and tell some of the stories that get left out of that media blitz. For instance, it's interesting that there's been all this talk lately of unemployment at 9%. Isn't it interesting they don't report that 91% of Americans have a job every day? It's that 9% that they've got to focus on. 93% of American homeowners pay their mortgage on time every month. But now we've got all these short sales, foreclosures, negative equity. That's the only place they want to spend their time talking about. So average credit score in America is 683. There's only 4% of all homes in America in foreclosure. These are the things that get left out that I say you and I have to bring to the table and can't rely on others. The affordability index has never been better. The selection is up. Rates are favorable. Open house activity is up. We've got the tax credit for first-time home buyers. Pending sales are up 7% for 3 months in a row. That's not the end of the world, but you see, those are the things get left out. So I'm not so sure these are happy days again, but I will say this, these are better days It's a better day today than it was yesterday, and it's a better day today than it was a week or a month or 3 months ago. So I'll leave that. But I think that's a critical area today, is just to arm yourself and have the tools that you're going to be required to use just to overcome some of the confusion in the marketplace. And I think you do that by taking it to the streets. You make some noise. You become an advocate for your business, an advocate for home ownership, and show people the other side of the story. Okay, enough of that. Critical area, number two, airtight. I'm not going to dwell on this because this is another whole topic, but I will say that critical area number two is having the right plan. I didn't say that you should have a plan. You're in the sales business. I would suspect that you have a plan. I'm just saying that today, you got to have the right plan for the right time, the right market, and for what's going on today and in your community. I guess I would say if your plan isn't working today, stop doing it. That's the greatest advice I got from my coach. My business coach asks me regularly, how's your plan working? And it's one of those questions. It's just, if it's not working, she always says, then why do you keep doing it? This may be a time for all of you, all of us, to take a look at making the right adjustments to our plan. We're coming to the end of the second quarter and actually coming to the end of the first half of the year. Good time to take a look, see if you're on track. If you're not, you're still a good person. Make some adjustments after you evaluate those results. The last thing I'll say about the right plan is plans don't create results. Goal setters aren't the people that have all the results. People think that all you have to do is set goals and have a plan and life will be good. Well, you and I both know that's not true. Again, I know a lot of great goal setters that don't have anything going for themselves. So for me, the key to the right plan, if there's a word, back to, we already gave, I threw two of them out, flexibility and urgency, I think, are two key words today. The third word relates to plan. It's just called execution. Because, see, execution is the key. Now, you can have a great plan sitting on your desk. Who cares? You got to take that plan, hit the streets, make some noise, and find out what's working, what's not. Those things that aren't working, get rid of them. Those things that are, lean in. All right, that's enough for critical area number two. Critical area number three is the right product knowledge. Now, if we were on this call 18 months ago, it would have been a little different situation. You know, getting 45, 50 rate sheets a day, every lender's got 45 different programs. I mean, it was like drive you nuts. I'm kind of liking that we're back to the way things used to be. less product, and I think I'm okay with that. But I've got to really be now the expert in the product that I'm selling, and I think that's a key today. So, for example, what I call the new FHA. FHA is not new. I started selling FHA loans in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. This isn't new, but this is, for most, it's a new time, it's a new product, the new changes. How many of the realtors that you know are still operating under the old FHA rules? And I was there. I mean, I hated FHA loans. I mean, the appraisals, and I mean, it was just a real pain. Well, things have changed, okay? This is the nicer, kinder FHA, and I think that's part of the message that we've got to get out, other than the fact that it is the product of the year. I mean, let's face it, for a number of reasons. And by the way, I have another flyer, and anything I mention like this, be sure just to ask your account executive. I've given these flyers to them, and I've given them permission to share them with you. So if you think these are things that could help you, just let them know. They'd be happy to share them with you. But the flyer I created is FHA is why it's the top 10 reasons why FHA is the product of the year. It's just a reminder, again, in a lot of cases, not only for us, but a reminder that we can share with our realtors that this is why the FHA. It's not just, hey, we ought to just go sell FHA loans. No. Here's why it's the product of the year, and I think that's important. It's important for us to remember. Every time a realtor tells me, oh, there's no more first-time homebuyer programs. Well, excuse me, everything's 20% down and this and that. Well, anyway, back to you and I. We got to deliver the message. FHA is still 3.5% down. It's still one of the only two loans available on the planet that is fully assumable. Most of your realtors don't even know that. And by the way, the other one, obviously, is a VA loan. It's fully assumable. Not only that, but it's assumable at the note rate. And ask your AE. There's a secret little year that before that it's assumable with no qualifying. There's 6% seller concessions, recurring or non-recurring, on FHA. That's a message for all of us, I think, to get around. The mortgage insurance, mutual mortgage insurance on an FHA loan goes away. We've got to be able to tell that message. Realtors don't know that. Look at the down payment. It could be 100% of it could be a gift. I mean, just that alone. Not from the seller, of course, or not from one of these goofy non-profit, Meridream, Nehemiah. I know there's a bill on the Senate floor right now. They're trying to get that back in. But still, that gift can be 100% of that 3.5%. That's a good thing. Now look at how you can tie that into the tax credit for first-time home buyers. Are you telling me you can't get excited about that? How we could take that program and really attack like never before. And by the way, that program's going away in 6 months. You watch in October how purchases will begin to go down in volume just because of that. Now, I believe that tax credit will be extended. Well, who cares what I believe? I wouldn't tell any of your prospects that. I like the fact that it has a deadline, November 30th, 2009. It's over. So now let's take that and not only take it, but teach the consumer and teach your realtors how to use that. Because that gift for the down payment can not only come from a relative, it can come from other down payment assistance programs. Check your state. I'd said not the nonprofit, not the goofy one back through the seller, but that it can come from. A lot of the states are saying that you can get a second trust deed, but it can't be applied to the down payment. Well, they didn't tell the whole story. I can apply that for anything else, but I can still use a nonprofit or a grant for that down payment. So I want you to think about that. That makes that tax credit a whole lot different from the story that is really reported, and again, creating confusion. And by the way, just since I brought that up, and I know some of you are going, what are you talking about? You can get the 3.5% down payment gifted. We know that. You can then file an amendment to your 2008 tax return for the $8,000. That's one option. Or you could wait till next year when you file your tax returns to get that $8,000 back. But you can amend your 2008 return. And by the way, even if you took the tax credit of $7,500 last year, you can amend it, get that money back, and if you wanted to, I guess you could give that back to the donor if that's what you felt like doing. Now, I said that real quick. I want you to think about that. Back to FHA. Why? No HVCC, no declining value concerns. I got 98.28% LTV on a rate and term refi, higher ratios, larger loan amounts. I mean, come on. Why that's the program? That's the program. So when I say really the right product knowledge, the reason I put right is because so many of your referral sources, your realtor partners, they just need to know more about the new FHA. Become the expert. And I think that's a message also to your realtors. Become the expert. We've got a little flyer that says, don't let other loan officers practice on your FHA buyers. Enough said about that, but I think if you are not, and there's so many ways, one of them, your Security National AE would be happy to give you more information on boning up on the product alone, but other than that, there's websites all over the place that can help you with that. But I think we got to get that message out. This is the time to attack the purchase market. Well, I guess that leaves us up to critical area number four, which, you got the right attitude and you got the right plan and you know the product. You know what's going on in your particular community. Now it's, I guess we just got to go find a customer. So I want to talk about the critical area number four, which is probably no less than of importance of anything today, and it's called the right marketing. The reason I said right is we've had to retool, re-engineer, reinvent our entire marketing approach and strategies based on today's market. And I think all of us are looking at ways to do that. If you're still marketing like you did in 2007, I'm sure you're discouraged, frustrated, and want to go insane every day. So the right marketing is what I want to focus on for a minute. I'm going to give you some examples of some of the marketing that is seems to be working as well as anything else on a budget. I'm cheap. I'm a marketing coach, but I also know that most people don't have a lot of money to spend in marketing. So I've always come up with ways to get us. I don't think you have to spend a fortune in marketing to make a fortune. Let's put it that way. Now, marketing also can be a waste of money, and it can be a total waste of time if you can't close the prospect. Does that make sense? I remind people I coach all the time that marketing is a waste of time, waste of money. Why do you want to market? If you can't close the deal, give me the money, or else it's just going to be all practice, all spending, no revenue. Revenue in your business comes from sales. Absolutely. There's no... Now, marketing has a purpose in your business, and that's to create interest. And by the way, if you're doing any marketing today and you're not getting the return on your investment of time, energy, effort, and money, I would say that whatever you're doing isn't creating enough interest. It's not curious. I believe curiosity is the genius of all marketing. So I don't know why I brought that up, but I want to make the distinction between sales and marketing. Marketing, one purpose, get somebody interested to me. Sales, another purpose, generate revenue. I think I've got to have both of those. Because if you had great marketing, but you had poor sales skills, you're not going to make any money. And you could be the greatest salesperson in the world, I don't care. But if you haven't got a customer sitting across from you to talk to every day, you're going to be poor again. So anyway, enough of that. Here's some of the foundations that we're using where I said that we've altered our marketing from years past. Our foundation now that we create for marketing or our prospecting is, number one, I said, we've got to find ways to do it on a budget. I'm going to give you some examples. Number two, it's balancing now business with future business. I understand that most people on the call today, you need a loan before the sun goes down, all right? I got it. But I also know without an effort to what I call future marketing business, building your business for the future, you're going it's going to be difficult. Think of all the people that have left this industry over the last 18 months that just 2 years ago, they were so focused on now and today business, they forgot to have any focus for building future business. And all of a sudden, the today business dropped, and they went, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So the foundation, balancing now and future business, balancing refi and purchase business. I like a balanced pipeline, but I'm going after purchases. I'm sorry. Refis drive me crazy. Refis are logical. Purchases are emotional. People buy our product emotionally. Don't forget that. I'm going for the emotion. Well, I've got to find the people that need the money. Does that make sense? Every day, wherever you go, everybody's a prospect. Not really, are they? Everybody's a suspect. I just got to find out who needs the money and who wants the money. Refis generally are people that want the money, and purchases are people that need the money. I'm going for emotion. But there's a balance there. I didn't say don't do refis. Are you kidding me? I just said be prudent in balancing your pipeline. Another foundation, don't dabble, specialize, get rich in your niche. Today everybody's grabbing for straws. They're trying a little bit of everything. I'd say, you know, is the back off. You spend more time on less things. By the way, that's a clue. Spend more time on less things. Too many people today spend less time on more things, and it's just not getting anywhere. So don't dabble. We don't need any dabblers. Pick three or four areas of marketing that match your style, your personality, and your budget. Make that your niche. Specialize and get rich in your niche. I think if we can do that, we've got a great opportunity to create longevity in this business. Okay, so, and by the way, whether it's in sales, skills, whether it's in marketing, you just can't be passive today. Today, I don't know, passive salespeople have skinny kids. You've got to find ways to absolutely kick it up. I think we said it with the right attitude. You got to be all in. And I think that today we've got to go on offense. I think this isn't a time for defensive marketing strategies, at least not all of them. I'm going to give you a couple here in a minute that may look that way, but I think we've got to match it with taking it to the street. Community-based marketing, consumer direct marketing, things where you can control your outcome. I like that. It'd be nice if every realtor I met told the truth when they said they were going to send me a buyer, but they forgot to tell me it was going to be probably within the next 10 or 15 years. Okay, so I learned early on, like many of you, I'm not waiting around for a realtor to throw me a referral. If I do, I'll be waiting a long time. I don't care if you're where you do business, 90%, let me see, the new figure they just came up with was 97% of all real estate is sold by 3% of the realtors. So disturbingly enough, that was that it substantiated at least my approach to the business, and that's to drive the purchase business and not wait for it to come to me. So I'll give you some ideas along that way as well. So here's some examples. These are just market. I want you to consider as you're building your or looking at reviewing your marketing strategies. First of all, it's what I call educational marketing. It may be the most important of all today, because what you're doing is you are using the confusion that the media is creating in the marketplace and using that to your benefit. Take advantage of that confusion through educational marketing. Let's go back to what we said about the FHA program. I don't care what you know about it. That's not it. It's what you know about it that you can go tell others about and educate them. I think that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is gaining through education yourself, and wisdom is teaching others. So we got to take this to the street. You got to target your realtors, your consumers, your closed clients through educational programs, letting them know, like the tax credit, right there alone. Again, you and me, it doesn't matter that we know about it or that we've read up on it and all that. We got to go tell the story. People got to see that story, and they've got to see how that can get them possibly from where they are to where they're trying to get to. So I think educational marketing, there's so many topics today. First of all, you have the information probably that's more important and most on people's minds today than ever before. Real estate, financing, the market, what's happening. If you're calling in today from California or Florida or Arizona or Nevada, there's misconceptions all over the place in those areas that we have an obligation to take to the street. There's opportunities available. So I think, again, it's take that educational marketing approach. You have good topics again. The HUD REO program, $100 down, that's a great topic. By the way, throw in $5,000 worth of improvements that they allow. You've got a great story. But if you were to gather people together, and by the way, that's one of our that's one of the top seminars attended today, how to buy a HUD foreclosure for $100 down. I don't care if it's realtors or if it's consumers or if it's teleseminars with closed clients. Everybody, see, there's still, you know, that word foreclosure, it's still got energy on it for certain people. They think that if they bought a foreclosure, ooh, they got a steal. Well, you and I both know that that may not be the case. Once they find out it didn't come with a toilet and it doesn't come with a bathtub, and in many cases not a roof, they may not want one. But the key is it's a great, what do I call it, curiosity factor. We bring people together just that alone, how to buy a HUD foreclosure, $100 down. Teaching your realtors and your closed clients and your referral partners how to use buyer incentives. Go teach people. See, we're back to using buyer incentives again, like the 2-1 buy down, qualifying at the note rate. You think your realtors know about that? They don't know about that. You could package up the HUD $100 down REO program and buyer incentives, and you can go put on seminars all day, which wouldn't be bad. That's called educational marketing. Take the tax credit. I mean, come on. If you knew about really how that worked and how to get that $8,000 back before you file taxes next year, I mean, come on. You got an audience. You just got to go tell the story. Every 60 days, I put on a mini FHA boot camp. Just yesterday, with Coldwell Banker, I had about 95 realtors on this particular webinar, and it was just about the FHA. Some of the things we've already said, I'm telling you, they have no clue. Well, they know about the tax credit. No, they don't. I got to tell you. What you've got to pass on. By the way, I just gave you another little clue there. Talk to your AE about putting on a little FHA mini boot camp for your realtors with the AE as a guest speaker. You throw the party. We call it a 411 seminar. Okay? There's another clue. Look outside of what you've already tried. that 411 seminar or the FHA mini boot camp. There's too many hot topics today. Let me say it that way. What about the Good Neighbor program? Throw that onto your little invitation. We're going to go over how to buy a HUD home for $100 down, the buyer incentive program, 2-1, the tax credit. And by the way, we're going to talk about the teacher next door program, how to buy a home for 50% of the listing price. You got it. You got to share it. And those particular topics that I just gave you, I want you to think about them because they are like magnets today. They will draw people to you because of your knowledge. Be the expert. And again, we're not talking about creating some sort of a rocket ship here. Take a few moments every day and just learn as much as you can about those programs that you're going to talk about. And you can do that through you can do that through live seminars. You can do it through meetings. You can do it at the library. You can do it to closed clients. You can do it to your referral partners, all of that. Networking. If you want to put your networking on steroids, then the next time you go to a networking group, ask whoever runs it if you could do a little 15-minute talk about what's happening here in the Phoenix, Arizona area with respect to property values and with respect to the real estate. I mean, come on, you got the topic, but instead of networking, why don't you be a net speaker? you use that. See, now you've got wisdom going with all that knowledge. So I think it's using educational marketing today. If you're thinking that, I don't like talking in front of groups, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what you like. You want to stay in this business? What you fear most, do quickly. I know speaking in front of a group is still the number one fear among American adults, you know. I mean, death is number 7. You know, speaking in front of a group is number 1. I was always like, what's number 2? Dying while you're speaking in front of a group? I don't know. But if that's a fear for you, go do it. Hurry up. Get over it. You just have too much that you can use. Since I brought up the teleconference seminars, which I really like, especially partnering up with one of your referral partners, say your insurance agent. By the way, here's a clue and a free marketing idea. With your insurance agent, putting on a seminar for his clients, not yours, his, the ones that he sells renter's insurance to, one that's called How to Buy a HUD Foreclosure for $100 Down, how to use the tax credit for, you have the topic, he's got the group. And by the way, insurance agents would much rather have homeowner's insurance than renter's policies. You can let him talk a little bit about that. You can put on your little piece, very short, on a teleseminar, and it's free, freeconferencecall.com. Check it out. It takes away all the, well, how much this costs. I said freeconferencecall.com. You get your own number, you get your own password, and you can put on teleseminars. Just think of that alone, what you could do with that for, again, your realtors, closed customers, closed clients, and your referral partners. All right, enough of that, educational marketing. Second example, what I call reverse prospecting. Reverse prospecting is pretty simple. That means somebody called you rather than you called them. I mean, we've been trying to do that forever, right? We need more people calling in. Back to your marketing today. If you're not getting inbound phone calls from what you're doing, it just may not be curious enough. It may not be interesting enough to have somebody pick up the phone and call you. But reverse prospecting, I like. Educational marketing is high touch, low tech. Reverse prospecting is a little bit more high-tech, low-touch. Remember I said don't be passive in all you do, but I'm okay with reverse prospecting, some passive marketing that's working for me 24/7, automated marketing. I'm okay with all that as long as it's not everything we do. You have too much that you can offer. So, it's, by the way, it can be the most expensive marketing. Think of it. Examples of reverse prospecting could be TV advertising, the radio, direct mail, a blimp flying over the football stadium on the weekend. I mean, it could be, but again, remember, I told you I'm cheap. So I didn't throw out the whole concept. I just had to look at ways we could do it on a budget. So some examples. Number 1, targeted door hangers. Now, before you think, that's the goofiest thing I ever heard, I got to tell you, they're working. If you have a door hanger and you've targeted the right building, the right apartment, I didn't just go put door hangers on apartments. What a waste of time. That say, why rent? You should own a home. Rates are low. I mean, come on, get over that. But I like the concept. Why? Because they're 6 cents each. Are you kidding me? Anything I could do for 6 cents, I'm in. They have almost an immediate response. They have a short life. The response is about the same as direct mail, maybe up to 1%, maybe 1.5%. You see, I'm okay with that because I know that going in. And at 6 cents, I can afford it. At 40 cents, I can't. But it gets back to the message, number one, and the building, number two. We're going after buildings that have a little higher rent. We know where they're at, just like you. Ones that don't have garages, that have carports, that maybe they'd like to have a garage anyway. But we're really focusing, again, on the tax credit and the HUD REO program. Yard signs. Yard signs aren't new. We still use yard signs like crazy. We just changed the message. They didn't throw away the strategy. I used zero-down yard signs for about 12 years. No, that was a real... Of course, today there's not too many zero-down programs, so we had to throw away a lot of signs. But what we did, we didn't throw out the strategy. We changed the message. Our yard signs today promote payment versus down payment. Own this home for as little as $942 per month, asterisk, RESPA compliant at the bottom of the sign, the rest of it. But the key is... we get more inbound phone calls now on payment yard signs than we ever did on zero down yard sign. Interesting, isn't it? I think we found the emotion. The emotion for people is monthly payment versus down payment. Anyway, that's just another, just a sample. Text marketing. That's something that's new, but given given the generation of texters today, you have to at least look at text marketing. With yourself, with a for sale by owner or one of your realtors, it's pretty simple, and it's really inexpensive. Somebody sits in front of a FSBO, it says text this number, and it sends them pictures and information, and of course your information as well. So text marketing. See, that's again reverse prospecting. Craigslist. That's reverse prospecting. Why use Craigslist? Well, it's free, first of all. Anything that's free, I'm in. I'm going to look at it. Second of all, it gets more hits than Realtor.com. There's only 6 websites on the planet Earth that get more hits than Craigslist. So, first of all, I kind of like that. There's a lookalike from Craigslist also called Backpage. That's another one. It kind of looks almost like Craigslist. But the reason I like it, again, is that it's free. I can have 10 accounts, and I can run one ad per day per account and all the rest of that. It's just what do you say, remember? What did you say, and where did you place that ad? We don't put ads under homes for sales. We let realtors do that. Our ads are placed under homes for rent. And then it says things like, why rent? Why not buy a HUD REO for $100 down? Click here for more information. Takes them to a landing page. And, I mean, come on, just think about it. There's opportunities there. It's the right price. Not the end of the world. That's just one concept. Right price, I could say then. It's like running an ad. You could say, yeah, I do print advertising. Boy, that's expensive. No, not really. Not where I do it. I do all my print advertising on Craigslist. So at least that becomes a part of that. Now, for those of you that have used Craigslist, you know how you run an ad today, and then tomorrow it's under, you know, it's like a day old, and it keeps going down every day. There's even ways to keep your ad on the very first day every day, and I think you can look for ways to explore that. I'm not very technical, but I know that Craigslist uses spiders to pick up words. That's how they know when they see your word, they kick it down to the next day. Well, I've been told that spiders can't pick up pictures. So I've got loan officers that are actually taking a picture of their text ad, placing it on Craigslist, and it stays on the top of the list every day. All right, just explore that. We'll leave reverse prospecting. I'll go to the last one because we don't have much time here. But I think that the next is what I call relationship-based prospecting. Something for you to at least consider is that 74% of all business today is coming from closed clients or third-party referrals, number one. I don't know if that's accurate. You know, that number's out by the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. So, but you know what? If it's even close, I can't X that out and say, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to do any closed client or third-party referral marketing. Well, I'm not sure I can do that. So I think we have to look at that. In difficult times and in uncertain times like we're in today, people turn to those that they trust and that they know. And I think that that's another reason to really begin building your relationship-based prospecting. It can start by building a strong referral partner network. You see, that's different than saying, oh, try to go get referrals. No, it's a strong referral partner network. We've got to continually look at ways to build our referral system. And I think it's a system just like anything else. It's not just an idea. You know, people who know, people that your referral partners know that you want to know, that's the group that we're going after. If you are doing relationship-based marketing, which means marketing to your closed clients, and again, I didn't say past clients. There's no such thing as a past client, right? They're closed clients. That means they're clients for life. They generate business. They're an asset. They're residual income. Just the word alone, past, sounds like it's over. But, you know, the contact today, go back to some of the things that we've already said about the confusion, the educational opportunities available, just staying in contact, adding people to your database every day that you can continually market to via e-newsletters, which I like, electronic newsletters, and basically I'm sure you can figure that out by now. I can send 5 or 500 for the same price. So I like that. And again, if they're going to people that you know, people go, well, they'll just delete them. Well, hang on a second. These are past, these are closed clients of mine. These are people that I've done business with. I've already asked them permission to send them my monthly electronic newsletter. So these aren't wild newsletters going out. And they're outsourced. They're very inexpensive. They look good. But mainly, they keep you in front of your customer. With so many people going out of business, how many referral partners do you think have been abandoned by their loan officer in the last 13, 14 months? How many realtors have been abandoned by the loan officer they used to work with? You see, that's why we have a whole realtor abandonment and referral partner abandonment marketing strategy. We know that's true. We use education, again, to really begin to penetrate that group. And we're using voice broadcasts, we're using audio marketing, we're using video marketing, personal phone calls, teleseminars that we talked about, free credit report and mortgage reviews for all your closed clients. But what if that was just your message? For the month of June, we're offering a free credit report and a free mortgage review to all of our closed customers. See, I just need more swings. I need more swings. I need another club in the bag. I need more opportunities today. Does that make sense? So using relationship-based marketing, that would be almost like we said with your insurance agent. That's co-marketing with one of your referral partners. Now, throw in the CPA, the financial planner, your realtor, and you, and we call that a power team. And now you have opportunities through relationship-based prospecting to even kick that up a notch. Seminars to their databases, our corporate marketing. Anyway, I don't want to get off track there, but we don't offer free tri-merge credit reports. Just so if you're thinking, whoa, that's expensive. No, we offer the $295 in file. Boom, you got it. But again, giving back. Maybe that's part of it. Give something back to those customers that you have in your... Now, you will have to make sure that you have them in a database that is marketable through e-marketing, whatever that might be, and there's a million of them available, but they have to be in a marketable format, and then they have to be marketed to on a regular basis. So it's a combination of both, relationship-based prospect, building powerful referral partner networks, and at the same time, building your own book of business, whether, again, it's through your closed clients or it's through the people that you meet every day. Build your database. Our goal is 500 in the database at any given time for any loan officer. You may have that many now. If you have zero right now, you know, just get two a day, and at the end of the year, you got 500. But we use that because people generally move between every 7 and 8 years. Just doing the math, there's 30... plus transactions available every year just through that, not counting the referrals. So I think it's a place to begin, is building that power list, and at the same time, building your power team of referral partners. to take advantage of not only your closed clients, but theirs as well. And I think that they're not going to give me their database. I already know that. So we do that through co-marketing, co-seminars, and other ways to reach reach their database. They call that data mining or something on a real technical word. Well, let me see if I can bring this back around, sort of summarize. Number one, don't be a secret right now. This is the time. I said all your competitors are sitting in a foxhole somewhere, peeking over the side, trying to figure out if they can go grab another another berry or something, to survive another day. No. This is a day to go on offense. Don't be passive. Be visible. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Be more visible. Be more memorable. The way you become memorable is you take something to the street, take that knowledge and share it with others. If you're looking for a system for that, my system's called the 10-card system. Put 10 cards on the front seat of your car, business cards, and the game's called You Can't Go Home Until the 10 Cards Are Gone. And they can't go out the moonroof. It means 10 times a day, you have to meet someone to give them a card to help begin to build that power list. And if you got anything out of today's call, I would just suggest act swiftly, take action. I think that we got way too many ideas floating around. I don't need another idea. I don't think you need another idea. You need the one idea that you're actually going to put into practice. So if you got one today, make sure that you do. You get something going. I think action is the one thing missing today, probably more than ever before. We live in a time of inaction. Everybody's sitting on the side, taking a look at the game, making comments, and nobody's ready to play. So if you're ready to play, step it up. So this call was free today. I'm not free. Security National Mortgage picked up the tab. If you did get something out of today, you enjoyed this call, we'll be sure you're on the, this will be a series. You'll be on the next business building seminar with another topic. But one way to say thanks is let your AE know. And continue using their product. That's one way you can say thank you. If I mentioned a flyer today that that you'd like a copy of, talk to your AE, the Security National. They'll be happy to share that information with you. Lastly, take a look at my website. I've got plenty of other articles and tools you can use there for free. It's BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. And with that, have a great day. Be kind, be generous, and I will look forward to meeting all of you again along the way. Make it a great day.